So I just received an email from my food stamp benefit saying that if the government shutdown lasts longer than this month, I will not be receiving any benefits.
It's so concerning right now that food stamps are just being handed out like it's candy. Now, this person says a more concerning question isn't about the food stamps being on November 1st. It's like, why in the world are there 42 million Americans food stamps? That's like over 10% of the population. That's like almost 15% of Americans on food stamps. I don't know what's going on, but that's like a lot of people. And there is millions of able-bodied individuals that are on food stamps when they shouldn't be on food stamps. You know, you already got people saying that they get $2,500 a month in food stamps and says she sells them all for $1,200. It's basically a scam. Guess who's paying for all these food stamps? Your tax dollars. That could have went to something a lot better. But instead, America is shelling out billions of dollars on food stamps just to have a lot of people just basically sell them and they get like actual cash to buy other things. I mean, a lot of people have been doing this for decades and said food stamps is basically a free way for money. That's so wild. You get $2,500 in food stamps and then you auction them off is wild work. Check out some of these videos.
Y'all saying no stamps November. I'm saying no stamps ever again. Yeah. Like, I believe they're going to phase everything out and it ain't going to be no more stamps. That's just my thoughts. I could be wrong. Hopefully, I hope to God I'm wrong. Do you know what people do when they're hungry? A lot of us ain't ever experienced that part of poverty before. But do you know what people would do? Have you seen the movie The Platform on Netflix? They got two of them. The first one and the second one. Go watch both. Hell, you can just watch one of them. If you can't fight, mind your business. If people in the grocery store stealing, whether that be Walmart, Target, whatever store, mind your business. Ken, Karen, and any nosy black people, Arab, of all races, genders, whatever the hell you... Yeah, mind your business. All y'all. Okay? Let the professionals in law enforcement handle that. Okay? Okay? That's what they get paid for. You don't do their job for them. Okay? You can take a lot of things away from people, but when you start taking away things that affect their livelihood, it's really up from that point on. They finna show out here. Y'all better be ready. If you are going grocery shopping, I think you should just order your stuff and have the people put it in your car for you. That might be the safest thing. Because if you're going and you're filling your cart up and you're feeling all good, like, well, everybody else might be struggling or whatever, and you just so, you know what I'm saying, sectioned off from the world and delusional and caught up in your own way and ain't paying attention, you walking out the store with a full grocery cart and everybody staring at you or whatever the case may be, then you get on the road and you notice the same car they've been at the grocery store is following you. Now you gotta, you know what I'm saying, continue to make turns until they leave you alone. And now you gotta call the police because you're getting followed from the grocery store. It's a lot that can happen in these times. Like, don't think that it can't happen to you. Like, people will follow you. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are not gonna, a robbery ain't gonna be the same no more. They're not going to say, what's in the bag? Give me some money. No, 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 no. They're going to say, pop your trunk. This is not funny. I shouldn't be laughing. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. But they're going to say, pop your trunk. I want the fries, the nuggets, the wings. Yeah. And you got some hot sauce in here, too? We'll take that, too. Shut up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all better be mindful, pay attention out here. Ladies, do not go grocery shopping by yourself. Go with, you know what I'm saying, a group of men or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I always be worried about y'all shopping by yourself. Y'all know the trafficking and all that stuff be going on, especially at Walmart. So just be on y'all P's and Q's when y'all out here in these streets, man.
Hear me out. Went and got my nails done earlier because I work and I can pay for those, right? The whole topic of conversation in there was how in the state of Tennessee, the governor has declared that there'll be no food stamps or WIC for the month of November. And there was a lot of hooping and hollering and complaining in there that they don't know how they're going to feed their babies or get their babies milk. But was in there getting their nails done, their lashes done, getting designs put on it, and this, that, and the other. And it took, I raised two children by myself. I did get WIC. And I did get food stamps until they were 6 months old, both of them. I'm very, very grateful for it. I still praise Jesus for it. I believe it is designed to help you when you have no other choice until you can get a job and support yourself. Okay? Do not act like I'm saying that food stamps and WIC is wrong. But at the same time, I was not going to get my nails done and my lashes done and special designs on and then sitting there acting like it was my state's obligation to get my kids milk. How about not get your nails done if you're worried about your children not having milk in the month of November? Well, everybody, they done sent them emails down of Hypeline. I'm not laughing. I just got done watching a documentary in which they were basically talking in... it was a documentary that was clearly done a while ago before all this went down. And I know I was supposed to be resting or whatever the case may be. And I'm going to get back to resting and then I'm going to get back to the news or whatever the case may be. But I wanted to let y'all know the news came down the pipeline that it's official. Them stamps ain't coming in November. I don't know. Because I know the people of color going to be great. Some of us are going to be like, damn, like, this is, you know what I mean? We already robbing Peter to pay Paul. But we know how to make some shit shake regardless. And that doesn't take away the fact that that's not going to cause a big hindrance to a lot of people, a lot of Americans' lives. But I really do want y'all to take this into consideration, right? For the next election that you vote in, okay? Need I remind you, never forget that on the precipice of millions of Americans, tens of millions, 42 to be exact, million Americans who all pay their taxes, who all do what they're supposed to be doing, when they were on the precipice of losing one of the safety aids that they needed in order to sustain in an economy that was built for them to fail, the president... More than half of those people voted for. More than half of those people voted for. Because again, black people only make up 13%. The president that more than half of those people voted for said that the ballroom was his top priority. Not food stamps, not Medicaid, not preventing another war, not stopping bombs from falling over the heads of children in Sudan or Gaza or Congo. That ballroom was his top priority. They asked him about the food stamps and the government shutdown and how they could get federal workers paid. He said that's not his top priority. He don't give a damn about that shit. He got paid. He got paid. In fact, he may have a big ass check coming in from the DOJ. He don't give a fuck. Me and mine's, we eating. We eating over here. We eating over here. I don't know what the fuck to tell y'all. This is exactly what Ryan Coogler warned y'all about. He was warning y'all about. And the movie Sinners, you let the evil into your threshold. You did. You are the one standing in the threshold in between you and the evil that's trying to get in. You let it in. And I hate for this to be another moment where the 92% has to remind you. We told you so, but something about this tells me God wants y'all to learn this one the hard way. Because ain't no fucking way. Them folks in West Virginia, Tennessee, and Mississippi got their asses up on Beyonce's internet and said out their mouth that they thought SNAP benefits was only for people of color. So this whole time, y'all thought that we was on separate social services? You mean to tell me this whole time you thought the social services was separated by race? Baby, no, that's demographical research. That's demographical analytics. So they can make sure that things are being distributed properly. And if, in fact, a large amount or subsection of human beings within a certain area or demographic are receiving more benefits than anybody else, what can we do to combat that? How can we encourage them to do more? How can da 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 da?
That data is used for so many things. I'm not sure how y'all equated that shit to we are on separate benefits. It all comes from one pot. And it ain't that weak ass melting pot that y'all fix that cartoon to sing about. It all comes from one pot. Ciao. Good luck to them folks. Cause I have a strong feeling that he's just getting started. This feels like collective punishment. Cause nobody showed up to his birthday party, if I'm being honest. He was looking pretty sad at that birthday party. He was upset. He was sick. And I blame MAGA because y'all voted for him. Why didn't y'all go to that man's birthday party? Why didn't y'all go to his birthday party? He didn't start acting like this. He was already out of his mind. But he didn't start acting like this, for real. Until that birthday party. Until that birthday parade. And y'all didn't go. Why didn't y'all go? I thought he's your savior. And y'all didn't go to that man's birthday party? Now look at you. Everybody getting punished. God damn it, MAGA. You had one job. Just one.
I'm telling y'all, Trump is really taking y'all through there. Because this government shutdown thing going on, now they want to take government assistance from everybody. Section 8, HUD. And they're not worrying about come Thanksgiving, come Christmas, 2 months, these people won't be receiving any government assistance to be able to feed their kids. They already starting it now. The money they working for is not covering everything. They need the money to pay the bills, to keep a roof over their kids' head. But the food stamp will help them put food in the house to keep food, you know, for their kids. But nobody see that because everybody's sitting around taking shit for a joke. But your job could call you and let you know that you don't have work. So you got to start all over and go find another job. That shit ain't funny. It's stressful for the government to do that. It's stressful that y'all have a president in the chair who takes shit for a joke. He find black people funny. And I'm going to say that shit on this video. And I mean what I say. But I'm going to sit there and let y'all just sink all that in. I'll talk to y'all later.
Dear Daddy Trump, okay, now I'm getting nervous. I've seen a few TikToks where people are like, you know what? Thursday or Friday, Trump's going to come out and he's going to be like, I found the funding and I've got food stamps for the millions of Americans who are going to go without. Pat myself on the back. We know how he does it. But now it's Wednesday, and I'm getting fucking nervous. Like, sir, make the announcement. Make the announcement that you got us. Where the fuck is the food stamps, Trump? Run us our money!
I am so irritated with this whole work requirement thing for food stamps. For many reasons. One, child care subsidy has a waiting list. So basically your whole entire check goes to child care. And by the time you finish paying your rent, your electric, your gas, your car insurance, getting all the stuff for the house, like the toilet paper, you are stinking broke, right? Child care is like $250 a week per kid. Also, you know, I don't get food stamps, but there is no way that I will be able to pull that off. That's why I try to help, well, was trying to help so many moms get work from home jobs, like in the evening, like I do, because there's no way, there would be no way that I could pay for my 3 disabled kids to go to child care or after school care. So with able-bodied people, they can get food stamps 36 months, but they have to work a mandatory amount of hours, right? Basically, you got 3 years to get your life together and find another job. But what if you don't have the brain capacity? Like, a lot of people have learning disabilities and all they can do is work at McDonald's. I have a friend that is like 2 points above being intellectually disabled on her psychological evaluation and she can't get Social Security. But I don't foresee her being an RN anytime soon. She has worked at Chick-fil-A, since our junior year of high school. She never had any kids or anything, but I don't know how people are gonna do it, but all of it is just too sad. And people literally get a rise out of it. They get a rise out of people getting ready to go hungry.
I'm over here at the store, y'all. And, you know, they done cut a bitch's food stamp short, right? But y'all know I ain't the only one, and I know it's bad. When all the chip mates is gone, but you got a full variety of these bitches right here. But the chip mates is gone. 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 Damn, y'all couldn't leave a bitch just one pack of chip mates? Y'all know we struggling out here.
Did y'all hear about the woman who's about to get 10 years in prison for selling baked goods because she bought the ingredients with her food stamps? Somebody had to snitch on her and inform the government that she was selling baked goods in the first place, and that's how they were able to put all of this together. But I want to tell you how to keep yourself out of trouble if you're doing something similar. So if you're the neighborhood candy lady, or if you bake things and sell them but you buy the ingredients with your food stamps, here's how you need to go about it so that you don't get busted. Every time you use your food stamp card, there's a digital record of everything that you purchase. You can prevent this from happening by going to your local farmer's market for your groceries. In most states, when you go to the farmer's market, you swipe your EBT card and they give you like coins or dollars to spend at the market only. This means that there's no record of what you actually purchased while you were at said market. So if somebody comes back and reports you, there's no evidence that you ever bought ingredients to make something. Do with that information what you need to. I just thought I would help someone who doesn't want to get into trouble, but is just trying to make some extra cash for their family.
So everybody talks about Publix. Let's talk about Winn-Dixie prices. Red Dragon fruit. Come on. Come on, people. What is going on here? $5.99 for honeydew melon. And then apples. Apples, $5, $6, $5, $6.49. Look at the prices of the oranges. I mean, we can't eat healthy. A whole watermelon is $7.99. A half of one is $5. Onions? Come on, look at these prices, man. How can we eat healthy? A bag of potatoes, $6.99, $5. And then we tried to find a fruit stand the other day and couldn't find one. But if you want to eat like crap, you can get these. Buy one, get one, and that's all it costs for these yummy treats. Or you can go this way. So we'll just be fat and fluffy. And these, that's a good price. But is it Adele?
It's outrageous. What's your pills? Freaking, that's ridiculous.
And then we got the Reese's, of course, for $17.99. How you feeling about that?
Not good.
There's a pill. She's back at it. We can eat blueberry muffins, and for only $1.19 is good. And you know, the holidays are coming. I don't know how people are gonna look at that $7.99 for olive oil, and it is only the small bottle. So, but you can go BOGO for $27.99 for olive oil. This is the store brand.
$10.
This is a sale to $4.10. Look at the big price, $18.99 for Oscar Mayer. Center cut.
$9.99.
The store brand soup is $3.29. Remember when this used to be $1.29? It's for a bag of Tyson. It's $10. But you do have a BOGO.
Yeah.
Bubba's burgers that everybody gets for the grilling is $17.99.
What the hell is happening?
This is the Smith this year for you know, Thanksgiving. Price is $8.99. Did you know Dunkin' had cold foam? I did not know that. Even though they have this sticker, it's cheaper at Walmart because I use this all the time, so I'm gonna get it because I don't want to go to the other store.
They had fresh vanilla, but I like that.
The zero sugar for $6.49. The big one. This is something new I've never seen, but I'll make my own, thank you, for way cheaper and get way more. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
Oh, and to the thousand and some people that unfollow me this year, don't come back now. They done started cutting people on EBT, aka food stamps, already. Remember how we thought it was a game and we thought it was a joke? Well, I didn't. Remember how y'all thought it was a game and y'all thought it was a joke? Actually, it has already begun. It has begun. So when I was telling y'all to go ahead and start your garden, start your food forest, start your farms and all that using the EBT, y'all didn't want to listen to me. So to them thousands of some people that unfollowed me, I wish I knew who you were so I could block you, because now you're going to really wish you stayed on my page. But I got some big news for everybody else that has been so supportive. I got some big news for y'all today. Like, seriously, I just got to do the finishing touches on everything and buckle down, but I'm excited. It's my time, y'all. It is my time to teach y'all. Y'all got no choice but to listen now. Breaking news, guys. They are cutting $2 million worth of food stamps in September. If you have a job, you are eligible for food stamps. You know, back then, you couldn't have a job, you couldn't have a house, you couldn't have nothing to qualify for food stamps. But now, if you work 30 hours a week, you can qualify for food stamps, or maybe even 20 hours a week for some cases. So they are cutting $2 million. Hopefully you're in that batch and qualify for food stamps. And if you haven't applied yet, put your application in, and it's going to take about 3 to 4 days to get approved. If you don't work, I'm not sure how that goes. I think you have to at least work at least 20 hours a week to qualify for food stamps now. So thanks to Donald Trump, he changed the game for a lot of mothers, fathers that's trying to get food stamps but couldn't because they was working. So now you're gonna be able to get food stamps.
Me and my kids have been 5 days without food. 5 days ago, my food stamps were taken from me, stolen from me, with no warning. Today, I get this food stamp letter from the fucking food stamp office telling me not only am I losing my food stamps, I'm losing my $2,100 in cash benefits that I get every single month to pay my bills. I'm losing my Section 8. My food stamps have now decreased from $4,300 to $19 a month for 6 kids. How the hell am I supposed to feed 6 kids at $19 a freaking month? On top of having to come up with rent, because now I don't have Section 8. Cash benefits. No cash benefits. My $300 utility check that I get every single month, I will no longer be getting. We're going to be left out on the fucking streets. They take all of my food stamps. I don't even have a fucking dollar to my name, and I have 6 kids to feed. Please tell me, how is this making America great again? Can somebody make that? So fucking pissed.
Make sure you save some new for you, because what you got is sacred. Some energy is just too good to waste it. Remember, the bigger the heart means the bigger the target. And Cupid ain't.
One of them did it. We got chicken wings, peaches, Welch juices. Got 2 cases of these. A box of Sam's grain chips. They got these chips. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Ballpark hot dogs. Some teriyaki noodles. Some kind of a peck of ground beef. Peckers on the sticks.
sea salt, pickles, powdered donuts. Fruity pebbles. The teriyaki noodles, I eat those. These are the best. These are the best. Pineapples. Croissants. Some gushers. Rice Krispie treat. Welch fruit snacks. Come back closer. A Texas Sprite. Lake of Charms. Kool-Aid Jammers. More chicken. Tea. I seen these going on Facebook. So, yeah. I had to get them. And we got some,
drinks back here.
Some, Coke and what juices. And Captain John bread. Yeah. And that completes the Sam Club haul. So now we're finna put this stuff up and we're finna go to the next stuff.
So I just got my food stamp letter regarding my cash assistance and my disability. Because somebody reported me and they denied me for all of it. So me and my kids were getting disability. I was getting cash assistance and I was also getting food stamps. And they shut me off on all of them. I did an appeal. I just got my letter. So with this new 2025 food stamp that Trump is trying to pass or is passed, if you are an able-bodied person, you have to go get a job. If you want food stamps, you have to go get a job. So, I either have to go get a job, or I lose my food stamps. But if I go get a job and start making money, then my disability, it gets canceled. So, how does that work? Because I was on food stamps, I was on cash assistance, and I was on disability. Me and my kids. What I make should not matter for my kids' disability. Am I right or am I wrong about that? And TikTok, my TikTok income is not considered a real job. I have to go get a real job if I want to keep my food stamp. But then I will lose disability if I get that job. Help me out, state of Michigan.
People being on food stamps, EBT, welfare, government assistance, free lunch, like none of that bothers me. I don't care if my tax dollars go towards a child being fed, a child having a warm meal to eat.